Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is December 22nd, and our preaching is from Italy by Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and the title of her preaching today is Poetry.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has looked with favour on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. There are two great poems in this first chapter of Luke's Gospel. Maybe you're thinking, what does she mean, poems? But yes, exactly. The Magnificat and the Benedictus are obviously not word-for-word accounts of what Mary and Zechariah said. Nobody was sitting taking notes. Nobody could record them. There were no devices for recording people as they spoke. These are poetic compositions, which doesn't mean they're just invention. They express the truth. And the point is that truth is not just the objective scientific accuracy of saying, for instance, that water boils at sea level at 100 degrees centigrade and that is 212 degrees Fahrenheit. Nobody disputes that. But that's just one kind of truth. Think of the sort of truth that you could call traditional. We talk about the sun rising, but the sun doesn't rise. It's the earth that rotates towards it. You could call that maybe, I don't know, traditional colloquial truth. And then again, there's the sort of truth that's represented by, for instance, by Shakespeare's Romeo saying, "It is the east and Juliet is the sun." He's not lying. He's not making a mistake. He's expressing his own authentic emotional response. Poetic truth, if you like. And the truth of the Magnificat is yet another kind of truth. It's an expression of the faith that made it possible for Mary to become the mother of Jesus. Notice that the emphasis is not on Mary, it's on God, on his mercy, his strength, his care for the humble, his care for the poor, his fidelity to his promise, and all of that is a life program for us who believe in him. We too should be merciful. We too should be lifting up the lowly and filling the hungry with good things. The irony, the bitter irony, is that for so many people, Christmas is about spending money not on people in need, but on elaborate, expensive presents, on huge meals, maybe on new clothes to wear at the various family gatherings. What has any of that got to do with the child whose birth we are celebrating? The Magnificat is not only a hymn of praise to God, it's a whole glowing example of what being a Christian means. The focus is on God, not on that young girl whose yes is the most important yes in history, not on the miracle of the virgin birth, not on the honour that we rightly bestow on her. And that's where our own focus should be. If this is to be a happy festive season, we need to turn the spotlight on God and rejoice in him, in our Saviour. Let's make the true Christmas spirit last all the way from now to December 2026.